You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station. We're millions strong, with folks tuning in from over 200 countries. We are education. We are entertainment. We are the future of food. May is our membership drive. Become a member and support us while receiving e-newsletters, advanced invites, special discounts, and a membership card. We need your support. Visit our website and click the donate button to become a member today. Thank you for believing in us and enjoy the show. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on HeritageRadioNetwork.org live from the Brooklyn Grange.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. We're on the line with Ben Flanner of the Brooklyn Grange, and today we're talking peppers. Ben, what is the lowdown?
Hey, actually, I'm just going to start with a quick little update on the farm. Just because there's so many different things happening, and we'll launch into a little bit more detail on peppers.
Awesome.
But we're transplanting kind of like crazy this week. We're reaching the end of May, and we're past the last frost, so we're pretty much 100% certain that we're not going to get another frost, and the air temperature is picking up, and then almost even most importantly is the nighttime air temperature. It's not coming down as low as it was, even if we're not talking frost. There's a big difference between 50s and 40s, or even if it stays in the 60s, particularly for the summer plants. So we're putting out hundreds of plants per day. We're putting out tomatoes, peppers, basil, probably thousands, actually. Lettuce heads still are being rotated out. Today we put out our couple beds of okra, which was fun, getting those going. So we're right in the midst of it, and we also started harvesting. Our first market last Sunday out at McGulbert Park in Greenpoint went great, and we started our market at the Navy Yard on Wednesdays and at the Long Island City Farm on Saturdays. We had greens mix, turnips, radishes, baby bok choys, and some random herbs and spinach.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Yeah. So in terms of peppers, I thought I'd talk a little bit about the life cycle of a pepper since we're putting them outside right now and they are top of mind. We start with the seed. We put the seed in the greenhouse in March or April, as you know, if you've been listening to all the episodes. where does the seed come from? They all come from mature peppers from the year prior, but there's a couple ways that we get them. The first and the most fun and purest is save your own seeds, although there are a couple challenges with it with cross-pollination. For example, once the flower's out on the peppers, when the pollinators pollinate with them, they can easily blend two different varietals together. And for example, last year we tried to save some, actually 2 years ago, we saved some shishito peppers because they're so nice and seeds are a little bit more expensive. And we had to call them shishito pinos because they cross with jalapenos. And that's sort of like almost slightly raisiny. It's not raisiny, but it's like a little bit of a wrinkled skin that they have, which is kind of their signature. That became a lot more smooth, but it had the same general shape and size of a shishito, but the smoothness of a jalapeno. And then the spiciness really picked up. And it definitely had the spice of a jalapeno. And if you know shishitos, they're kind of special. They kind of got famous because 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 are hot, but it was pretty much 10 out of 10.
Surprise!
Lost a lot of the fun. So it takes some infrastructure and some work. You can use tea bags or butterfly netting and things like that to try to keep the pollinators off the flowers, but for a farmer, that's another hat to wear that can kind of bog down your time with not as much return. So we don't save our seeds from our specialty peppers, but we save them from sort of some of the safer ones, like hatch peppers or Hungarian hot waxes, things that we don't really grow quite as much for the flavor, but more for the yield and just the general heat that we might blend into our hot sauces.
Okay.
That's a little safer to save those seeds. And then also super rare ones, even with the risk of cross-pollinating, like aji dulce, which is my favorite pepper. It has the flavor of a habanero, but it's not that hot.
Yeah, I love the aji dulces.
So those are hard to find, those seeds. So we have basically no choice but to save them.
So how many varieties of peppers do you think you're going to be growing this year?
Probably about 12.
Wow.
We have the hot waxes, habaneros, jalapenos, aji dulces, hatch, aji limon, just a couple dozen. It's a test that a friend gave me some seeds. We have sweet peppers, a couple different varieties. Yeah, just to name a few.
Awesome. Well, Ben, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit more about that hot sauce, maybe on a future episode. But until then, I think if folks want to find out more about what's happening over at the Grange, they can find you at www.brooklyngrangefarm.com. There they can get info on upcoming events, volunteer opportunities, sign up for the CSA, or figure out where to find you guys for market. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk soon. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. That's been another episode of the Brooklyn Grange Update. Stay tuned. Up next, we've got the Farm Report. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.